Greetings, thanks so much for joining me on the podcast. I'm Pete Lorimer and I will be your host. On this podcast, once again, we go behind closed doors at my company PLG Estates in Beverly Hills, where this week I'm going to be covering three topics. Number one, Zillow, the veritable gorilla in the room of real estate. I'm going to share my thoughts and opinions. Number two, hashtags. Where do we find them? How do we use them? I'm going to go over that as well. And number three, a great gift for closings for your clients from a San Francisco company. Stay with me and thanks for joining me. Zillow posts a record $1 billion in revenue for 2017, right? But they're still not in profit. But 2018 is gonna be the year that Zillow is in profit. It's gonna be the first year they're in profit, and they're gonna be in profit by about 35 to 70 million, something like that. Now, I think the most interesting thing about this is, where does Zillow get their money from?
Agents, right?
Between the time Zillow came out and now, there are a lot more agents. This is just a guess, but I would say there's probably, 20%, 25% more real estate agents than there was 10 years ago, right? Certainly in 2010, the ones that hung on finally kind of left. What I think is really interesting about this, and what I think that's really interesting about what we talk about, big data, right? Big data is the buzzword. Why I'm baffled, and maybe I'm the only one that's crazy, why I'm baffled why agents would want to spend $1 billion for this is, we don't have any leverage over them. There's no loyalty. They're randomly finding us because we're a premier agent, or we're this or we're that. Now, I'm not here to bash Zillow. Zillow is legit, and if agents want to build a business through Zillow, God bless them. My feeling is, please spend more with Zillow. In fact, if you're an agent, spend all your money with Zillow, please. Go ahead. Because all of the time that you're wasting chasing these leads, because I'm sure some of the driving factor for the increase in Zillow revenue is fear. I think agents fear that they're not gonna get business, so they deploy capital with Zillow. I'm like, deploy more, because you're gonna spend so much time, you're gonna ignore your client base, and your client base is gonna drift away into the lovely hands of people like us, because we're gonna stumble across them. We're going to be nurturing them, and we're going to be contacting them while everybody else is digging these leads for a $100,000 sale in Riverside. For me, the writing couldn't be any more, I don't want to say obvious because that sounds cocky, but again, you know, big data, it's like all of these companies that are just willing to take money out of our wallets to give us a whole gang load of strangers. Here's a bunch of strangers, go convert them. I can do that without you. The law of hashtags. Who knows the way around hashtags? We all know our way around hashtags, right? Don't we?
Yeah.
What if you use a hashtag that's like too popular?
So the correct way to use hashtags is a blend. You have narrow ones with fat ones, right? Now, if I'm showing a picture of a kitchen, I'm not gonna put the word love in there because it's just not related. It has to be related, right? So how do we find the top hashtags? I'm gonna show you the app that I use, and I've used them all, ladies and gentlemen. I have gone through them all, I've tested them all, I've seen which gets the most likes, which gets the most response. So I am happy to tell you that today it is HashMeApp. HashMeApp. This guy here, the nice little rainbow hash app, right? So I'm gonna show you how it works and how I use it. I'm gonna put in here luxury, and the trick is luxury. Real estate, luxury real estate, okay? No spaces, no nothing, hit search. All of these things pop up. Now I have the full Booyah account with all the bells and whistles. It shows me the highest trending ones for this category, right?
Is that why they have that little logo?
Correct. That's why they have the little logo at the top here. It tells me these are the top hashtags for that luxury real estate. So what I like to do is copy the top 20, copy them, right? And then I would hit paste. Then I go to the top and I put in more specific hashtags. So for example, I would do PLG Estates, etc., etc., etc. So what I'm doing is I'm catching, it's like trawling, right? Trawling for fish. I'm catching all the fish in the ocean, and then I'm also having a narrow part to the net as well. And what this does is, I've noticed doing this has really elevated engagement. It's elevated subscription, you know, friending. It's elevated comments. And then what I do is I go through every single person that likes or comments and I see who they are. And if they're in LA, I make a note.
So what about when people just tag a hashtag, me and Peter hanging out at the park, like some random, you
okay.
know.
Okay, that's called long tail.
Yeah.
Okay, long tail hashtags do nothing. Because you're the only person that's got it. So nobody's gonna find that. What hashtags are, they're like little buoys in the ocean of collections of things, right? So if you have little green diamond I found in a turtle shell right. as a hashtag, right. nobody's gonna be searching for that. Nobody's gonna look yeah. for that. So it's fun, and sometimes it's cute to put that on the message, right. but using a wide funnel and then narrowing it down, I have found has been the most beneficial with hashtags. But when people comment, I will see where they are and what they're about. But the ones that comment about something in the picture and I can tell it's genuine interest, you know, I will try and then create a meaningful conversation with them. In your case, I would do it if they were in LA. I'd still be nice to people outside of LA, but you know, it's a way for you to, I think it's a litmus test for who in your sphere is watching what you're doing, right? It's a litmus test for your A's, your B's, and your C's. Those, you can see, I take note of who's looking, right? Because not everybody comments, but people look. And those people that are doing hearts, I look. And I just take note and I go, okay, cool. They seem to be engaged with what I'm doing. And then if they're in A, B, C, I go after them. All right, I like to talk about lots of bells and whistles and stuff that's like very techie and all this malarkey. I wanna show you EvaBot. So has anybody heard of EvaBot? Okay, my mate who started Climb Real Estate in San Francisco was one of the beta testers on this. EvaBot, in a nutshell, is this. They will send a gift box that is branded to you, right? It's branded to you, not them. And they will, when you close, let's use the example of closing a house. You close a house and you say to your clients, hey, Eva's gonna reach out to you. Hey, Eva's this company that I work with. I wanna send you a gift. I wanna make sure it's a gift you want. So Eva's gonna reach out to you and then you're gonna discuss what you want. And then it's from me and God bless. Then they jump on the phone and then they exchange messages backwards and forwards digitally, right? You get a gift. So if, let's use the example of like, I like tea. I'm suddenly into tea. I found tea later in life. If I like tea and my realtor or someone that I went on a listing appointment with, if a realtor I went on a listing appointment with during the conversation, I said, yeah, I love tea right now. I'm really into tea. And I got a little one of these with a handwritten note that was signed that said, just wanted to say thank you for sharing your home with me. It was a really nice, I really had a great time. Why don't you try these two teas? I really like them. See what you think. It arrives in a nice box. What is the difference between a box and an envelope? How many envelopes do we all get? How many boxes do we get? But even with Amazon, we all get that little jingle, right? We all get that, ooh, it's an Amazon box. You know what's in it, but you still get that Christmassy kind of, ooh, it's a box. Screw the bills. I'm going to own this first. And so when our people, clients, buyers, sellers, people that you want to work with, you met someone at a dinner party, they were talking about, you know, nail polish, you send them a bit of nail polish and say, hey, I'd love to work with you as a buyer's agent, I've got some houses. If I got that, I would feel flattered, I would feel that somebody went the extra mile, and I would almost feel guilted in that I'd have to work with them. And these gifts start at $20. $20 up to $1,000. Handwritten, handcrafted, all you do is from your cell phone, boom. And here's the other thing. This is something I've always been intending to do. Those of us that have sold houses to clients, houses have birthdays. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be great if every year you set it up So Eva delivers a gift on the house's birthday, and your realtor says, I just wanted to wish you and your house happy birthday. I sold this to you a year ago, 2 years ago,
awesome.
3 years ago, 5 years ago.
Awesome.
Guess what's happening? You're selling that house, right? So what's that? Let's say it's $25. $25 once a year, somebody's gonna buy a house. Chances are they're gonna probably sell it within 10. So that's $250 to increase your odds of relisting that house, I would think by 1,000. If you wanted to use this as part of your strategy, $50 a month means you get them to send surveys and testimonials and feedback from your customers. They import that into Excel spreadsheets and CRMs for you. Guess what this is? This is social media gold for $50 a month. I had a great time with Carrie. She was awesome. The house was brilliant. We'll use Hidden Chic Villas any day of the month. Thank you very much. That's worth $50. I'm going to put that all over Facebook, and I'm going to put it all over Instagram. I'm going to send it everywhere. That's it for the podcast this week. Thank you so, so much for joining me. I'm really appreciating the comments and the thoughts and the emails and the texts and the everything else that comes through. Please rush over to iTunes and give me a review. Love getting the reviews on there. And then I will be back again next week with another juicy podcast loaded up with lots of goodies. So until then, thanks for listening.